From generation to generation, you are God. You have been faithful. You are awesome. We appreciate and exalt you. You are the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are faithful in all you do. You are faithful in all you will do. Lord, I bless and appreciate you. Thank you for another day and opportunity to be among the living soul. We do not take it for granted. We exalt and magnify you. We appreciate you because you are the majestic Father. You are the Almighty. You are the loving Father. You are the help in times of trouble. You are our deliverer. Thank you, Jesus, because your faithfulness remains forever and will continue to remain forever in our lives. Thank you because we are partakers of your faithfulness. Thank you because of your love. Thank you because you are good to us. Thank you because you are our strength that opens our eyes, that teaches us daily to become like you. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. We do not take it for granted. We thank you for this journey so far through the month of September. We magnify you. You are worthy to be praised. Hallowed be your name. Our Abba Father will say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Today is the 20th day in the month of September 2025. We want to appreciate God. I want us to join me as we make this words of declaration. The Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. As I go out today, I will enjoy the strength, the power that is in the name of Jesus. I will enjoy the backing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord hides me under his shadow in the name of Jesus, because I run unto him and I am saved from my troubles, from my fears, from every impending calamities. I am saved. I and my family are saved in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will deal with every darkness for my sake in the name of Jesus, and hand over victory unto me in the name of Jesus. The Lord lifts me up on all sides. I will enjoy the presence of the Lord beyond my imagination, beyond my thinking, because the Lord will come for my aid at all times in the name of Jesus. The Lord destroys every yoke from the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. The Lord silences my adversary for my sake in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord lifts me above my equals. The Lord arises and helps me to become who he has called me to be in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord gives me beauty for ashes in all that I do in the name of Jesus. Beyond my wildest dream, the Lord gives me beauty for ashes. The Lord pours his oil of joy upon my head in the name of Jesus Christ, and my cup runs over in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord strengthens me. His grace is sufficient for me. In his strength I become who I am. In his strength I move. In his strength I live and I become who he has called me to be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have been discussing and praying from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. I want us to look at Jeremiah 33 because that has been an anchor scripture that we have been using to pray our prayers. So I want us to go to that text today, get an anchor scripture today. It says, "Call unto me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." It is in God that greatness is hidden. Greatness is hidden in our God, and we do not have a glimpse or idea of it. So he is calling us to be shareholders in these great and mighty things that he has for us. So he pleaded to us and he's telling us that all we need to do is just call unto him. That when we call him, the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runs to it and he is saved. Whenever we call, a call is a cry for help. A call is a cry for assistance. And anytime we call, he said he will answer us. He will show us that which we do not even have an idea of, things that is beyond our imaginations. I want us to go to the book of Philippians chapter 5. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." When Jesus Christ was on earth, he will call on his Father. He say, "Thank you, Father, because you always answer me. Thank you, God, because you always listen to my cry." So this Bible verse is trying to tell us that we should be like Jesus Christ, our Savior. He called on his Father because he knows that this certainty is there, that the assurance is there that he will answer. So let's be like Jesus Christ. "Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." He called his Father and his Father answered him. So I want us to open the book of John chapter 42, John chapter 11 verse 42, the way Jesus Christ did. He said, "And I know that you always hear me,
But because of these people who are standing by, I said this that they may believe you sent me. He gave us an example. He did it in front of the people so that these people will know and believe that you hear me. So he called his father. He used this part, this area of the scripture, to teach us that we should learn to call unto God as he has called unto God. That whenever we call unto God, he is going to give us answers. Answers that will help our life in becoming that which he has said. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. This is the assurance that he has given to us that when we'll call, our own is just to call, that he will answer us. And while we are still speaking, he hears us. So there is nothing like, is my prayer not too much? Am I not bugging God? No. No matter your prayer, continue to say it. Continue to pray it. Because while we are still speaking, he is still hearing us, listening to us, and ready to give us answers that will make our life become that which he wants it to be. So there are ways Jesus taught us to pray. God told us to call on him, and there are ways and patterns we need to call on God in the name of Jesus. And Jesus taught his disciples before leaving. He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil." Matthew 6:9-13. This is the way and pattern we should call in the name. We should always call on our Father, because the Father gave us instructions that we should call unto him, that he will answer. First of all, he will answer, and he will do great and mighty things which we do not know. He is the all-knowing God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Psalm 121 verse 1 employs us. We said, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth." We need to lift up our eyes unto God, call unto him, because it is only from God we can receive help. The help of man is limited. The help of man has no assurance. But the help of God has a lasting solution that will make everything work together for our good. So he said, "I will lift up my eyes." So on a daily basis, let us always look up to God and ask for help, because it is only in him we have help. Isaiah 43 verse 31 said, "Those that wait on the Lord." How do we wait on the Lord? We wait on the Lord in prayers, by calling on the name of Jesus. Calling on the name of Jesus. He said, "Those that wait on the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles." In the place of prayer, we get renewal of strength. In the place of call to prayer, we get hope. We get the assurance of what we are calling for. And why are we calling unto him? We call unto him to receive the strength. When we are strengthened, we will be able to mount up with wings like eagles. We'll be able to run and not go weary. We will be able to walk and not faint. Because in the journey of life, strength is needed for every action. Either you are running, you are walking, you are soaring. Strength is needed. But the more we call on the name of God, we get renewal of strength. From the level of crawling, we start walking. From walking, we run. After running, we soar. But it's in the place of calling, it's in the place of prayer that our strength is renewed from a baby stage, and we grow gradually. But anyone that refuses to call on the name of God will still remain in the state of stagnancy. There will be no help for the person. But for everyone that wants growth in the journey of life, life is all about growth. Anyone that refuses to grow stays in a place. And anybody that stays in a place gets stagnant. The life of the person will become useless, valueless. So for everyone that wants to live a valuable life, we need to always call on the name of the Lord. Because where we call, we receive strength. To move from glory to glory, to move from strength to strength, to move from grace to grace, to journey with God in becoming that which he has said concerning us. Bible says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." It is the word of God that we use in prayers. It is a word of God that has the potency, the capacity to be able to walk in the spirit realm. and fight for us in becoming that which God has set unto us. So all we need to do is call on the name of Jesus. Calling unto Jesus, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will do great and mighty things which you do not know. I want us to close our eyes and say this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call unto you today as you have instructed me in your word. Let my help come from you, in the name of Jesus Christ. From today henceforth, I call unto you. I call unto you over my life, over my family, and over everything that pertains to me as a living soul. Let my help come from you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Give me the strength to receive what you have for me in the name of Jesus Christ, to become that future that you have prepared for me in the name of Jesus. I receive the strength, I receive the help to call unto you daily in the name of Jesus, and I receive grace to become who you have called me to be, and to become that glorious future. I will be there. I will become it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering my prayer. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. As we have said that simple prayer, the Lord has heard us. He will give answers to our cry in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want to use this medium to remind us of our program that is coming on the 25th of September 2025. That is next week, Thursday, at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. And National Open University is behind Tafo Arena. When you are coming from Sango, before you get to the junction that turns to WAEC, you will see it turning on your right. You go through that direction, and the Spirit of the Lord will direct us in Jesus' name. We'll be expecting you. We'll be expecting every one of us to come to the place of intimacy, to call unto God our Father, that we may receive help in the time of need, that we may receive strength to journey in this life in the name of Jesus Christ. God will help us in Jesus' name. I also want to use this minute to remind every one of us that heaven is our home. Our place is not on this earth. Our place is in the Father, and we can only get it in the strength of the Lord. It is in the righteousness of God that we bask, and we have the assurance that our home is certain and sure. Let's make this mind which was in Christ, that this heavenly home will make it, calling on to the Holy Spirit for help, calling on the Holy Spirit for direction, how to live our life in becoming like him, because by strength shall no man prevail. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the heaven, only the Spirit of God. So for everyone who is heavenly conscious and is ready to go back home to meet the Father, to receive, welcome my child, we always need to rely on the Holy Spirit for help. I pray that as we call on the Holy Spirit regarding our journey to make it to heaven, we will receive help in the name of Jesus. We will not fall by the wayside. And for those who have not known God, make that commitment in your own way. Call unto Jesus. A God, I want to give you my life. Direct me and teach me in the path that I can make it to heaven. And he will definitely give you answer. He will no way cast anybody else in as much as we have called unto him. I pray as we go this weekend, strength of the Lord is renewed unto us. We will stand firm in the grace of the Lord. We will make it to heaven in the name of Jesus. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Wishing you a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.